Athens News Matters is sponsored in part by the WUGA Community Advisory Council, dedicated and involved individuals who help WUGA stay connected with our listeners, community organizations, and issues in the Athens area. Learn more at WUGA.org.
Today on Athens News Matters, reviewing the TSPLOST referendum on this month's ballot.
This allows them to sell bonds to the general public, bring money in quicker. They get the money quicker. They can start the projects quicker.
Then the Classic City Band will take movie soundtracks to New York City.
Hi, this is Steve Inskeep. When you roll out of bed, bleary-eyed and groggy, if you're like me, the first thing on your mind is getting something to wake you up. So turn on the radio. NPR's daily news program, Morning Edition, has been working through the night to get you the news you need. It's as essential to your morning as a good cup of coffee. So hit the ground running by listening to Morning Edition from NPR News.
This is Athens News Matters. I'm Alexia Ridley. Voters will decide this spring whether Athens-Clark County will have the option to levy a new transportation special purpose local option sales tax. Alex Sams is a local realtor and the chair of the TSPLOST 2026 Advisory Committee. That committee chose the projects that the special tax will fund if approved. Sams sat down with WUGA's Emma Auer to discuss what exactly voters will be deciding when they cast their ballot this month. Here's their conversation.
First of all, you're probably going to feel like a broken record here a little bit, but what is the Transportation Special Purpose Local Option Sales Tax, or TSPLOST?
Well, a good question. And basically, when you buy something retail here in Athens in Clark County, you pay sales tax. And so one of those pennies, or one of those 1% parts of that sales tax, would go to the Transportation SPLOST. And then carrying that further, that goes to anything from paving roads to sidewalks to bus stops, some of the utilities that have to go into making our roads better, bridges, repairs, and even larger items. And the Greenway, that's always included a little bit in this as well.
Why would the government, local government, want to fund these projects through TSPLOST rather than property taxes or other funds that belong to the local government?
Yes. Well, what it does is it adds a little extra funding so that they can concentrate what I refer to as the general fund into the basic day-to-day development of the government issues. And the nice thing about any of the SPLOST is that approximately 60% of that money comes from people who do not live in Athens. So as people come into our town, use our resources, drive on our roads, deteriorate our roads, they're kind of pitching in on that as well to make Athens better, not just for Athenians, but also those that travel in. And it's not just football games. It's folks that live in Oconee or Jackson County that come here to work. Work at UGA or other places in town. And then, of course, the visitors that come for football games, basketball games, UGA-type events, or anything like that. We got a lot of people that came in for the big concert 2 weeks ago, and that brought a lot of economy here, and a lot of that economy paid for that 1% sales tax.
So getting a little bit into what's coming up this month, early voting has already started on the 19th. We're going to have Election Day for the primary. So there's a referendum on the primary ballot that asks people whether they want to approve the special 1% sales tax. Can you tell us a little bit about what people are actually voting for here?
Well, they're voting for this. It's going to be a six-year tax, and it will, I believe, the final number, or it will be up to $239 million over that course of 6 years. That'll be what is collected. And so in some of the items, we are adding areas to the Greenway. We are using a lot of that to keep the roads paved. It's boring work, but a lot of people say, just pave my roads and I'll be fine, and that's what this actually does. And there's some bridges that need a little work. There are other areas that just need to receive that income. And we're already pretty steep on our property taxes, so this just allows a specific area. And specifically for T-SPLOST, there's also SPLOST, that is another penny, and then there's E-SPLOST, which is Education SPLOST. And so the T-SPLOST is very specific toward anything with transportation.
And when we were talking before, you had mentioned this vote is actually voting to allow the Mayor and Commission to levy this tax. Is that right?
Yes, yes. And so this would be, I believe, at least three past T-SPLOST have been out there. And something to know about this, this is not an additional 1%. We've been paying this already with the 8% sales tax that is part of Clark County. So this would just basically continue to bring this money in for transportation issues.
So there's also this second part of the question on the ballot, which would approve the county taking on about $50 million of debt. Can you talk to us about that?
Yes. So what happens, they haven't done this in the past. So what they normally have to do, the way the government works, particularly municipalities, they cannot start a project until they have all of the money for the project. And recently, over the past year, people have noticed, well, such and such hasn't been built yet and you promised. And why hasn't this started? And why is this going slow? And so slow to start is because until that project is fully funded, they can't start the first part, because the government, and Athens particularly, does not want to start a project, run out of money, and not finish. So they have to have it there, and that is just part of the rules. And so by doing a type of a bond, this would be the first year that they, or the first T-SPLOST that they've done it, this allows them to sell bonds to the general public, bring money in quicker, and I believe the number is $50 million worth of bonds up to that. They get the money quicker, they can start the projects quicker, and then they pay those bonds off as the money comes in through the sales tax. And so at that point, they're able to get to it a little quicker, pay it off. But it is important to note, this just gives the mayor and commission the option to use this. It's not a guarantee they're going to do it. It's not additional funding. It's just upfront kickstart money.
Now, there's a roster of about 32 projects selected that have been selected over the course of, I believe, a year or several years. Can you talk to us a little bit about the process of selecting these projects for the 2026 T-SPLOST?
Yes, I'm glad you asked that, because one thing I do like about Athens, it involves the people before they go forward with projects. I've been on a lot of committees here in town. I'm currently on the Planning Commission, and one thing that we do is we make sure that people have a chance to speak. And so in doing this, the mayor and commission appointed a advisory group of citizens. Each commissioner was allowed two recommendations. And so that gave us a room full of people that met on basically a weekly time schedule. We met for 3 to 4 hours every week in every meeting. And we learned about the projects. We also, those that brought the projects to us, citizens have an idea. We would like a sidewalk here, for instance, or a better crosswalk, or any item like that. They put the project together. They put it in details. They come to us, and they present the project. And we looked at, originally it was 71 projects that we had to go through. So it took about a half a year to go through all the projects. That number was whittled down a little bit because the lawyers and the project has to be doable. And so if it's doable, it comes to us, we look at it, and then we vote on it. We voted without anyone knowing how we voted. We did it online, basically, so that there was no peer pressure in the committee to vote my way. So everybody got to vote very honestly to what they thought was good. We came up with the list of the amount of money we were given to work with, and we presented that to the mayor and commission. Mayor and commission then takes that and does what mayor and commissions are supposed to do. It might get a little more political. It's supposed to. It needs, the process is important. And then they reshape that a little bit and go forward that way.
And where can people learn more about the upcoming projects?
Where can they learn?
Yes.
If they go to acc.gov,
accgov.com.
Yes, mm-hmm. It's that simple. They can just start working their way to the TSPLOST 26 or TSPLOST 2026, and they can go down and see basically every project that is put there. A lot of the projects are just going to say paving, $75 million. It won't say which roads are being paved. It gives them the option, because that can change a little bit when it comes to a lot of the repair work done. But this amount will go to that, this amount will go to something else, and it gives them a pretty good list and to work through as well.
There was some process that the commission went through where they decided some money has to be set aside, correct, for those more, shall we say, repair?
Yes. Yes. Starting at the very beginning, that's another good question. The county for 5 years estimated the county would receive something under $200 million over 5 years, so $192-ish million dollars. And so they went ahead and said, we need about $140 million to just take care of what we know needs repairing. And then our committee took the other 60-ish million dollars, and that's how we whittled down everything in that $60 million process. Since then, after we made our recommendation, then and through the way this was sewn together, it was done through the state and local government. They were able to add another year to this to go ahead and bring in a few of the other projects. Because one thing I will say, the citizens brought some excellent projects. There was almost no project on that list that I would have been really unhappy with. And even then, not that unhappy. And there were others that I liked even more. And those were the ones I would vote for. But back to the thing, they were able to add another year, which brings in another total and take care of the items that did not make our list. I think, I know a lot of people out there, not a lot, but there's pushback. And as I'm staying somewhat involved in this, I'm always the person that wants to, it's the realtor in me, I guess, let's find what you don't like. And then help me understand it, and maybe I can help you understand in a better light. And that's often the case, because a lot of government issues, they kind of go through the rumor mill, and by the time it's heard and processed, it is just not correct at all. So I would say, if you have any doubt, it's a good idea to go to accgov.com and go through that. Reach out to somebody that you think might be more informed on it. Get specific if you like. But understand, too, like, not to just purely reiterate this, but this is a tax that will help our property taxes not skyrocket even further. It's a shared tax with those that come and enjoy our town. And it's a nice way to do it. It's a little bit at a time, but those pennies do add up for sure.
All right. Well, Alex Sams, thank you so much for your time today and for your work as chair.
It's been a pleasure. Thanks so much for asking.
Alex Sams is the chair of the TSPLOST 2026 Advisory Committee. This is Athens News Matters from WUGA.
I'm Tanya Mosley. There's so much news that it's hard to keep up. and many of those stories break in the middle of the day. Here and Now covers the news when you need it, so you're in the know.
Welcome back to Athens News Matters. I'm Alexia Ridley. The composer John Williams is behind some of the most recognizable movie scores of the 20th century, from Indiana Jones to Star Wars. The Classic City Band will play a selection of Williams' music from early classics to later pieces at a performance later this summer. This community band won't be playing in Athens, however. They'll be gracing one of America's most famous stages on June 28th, Carnegie Hall in New York City. WUGA's Emma Auer visited their latest rehearsal and spoke with the band's director, Michael Brewer, as well as its president, Davis Clark, about this milestone. Here's their conversation.
First of all, let's start with the recent exciting news. You all are playing Carnegie Hall. Can you tell us a little bit about the process of playing there? How did you kind of get selected to travel to New York?
There was a application process where the production company emailed me and discussed it. We submitted a video recording, and they accepted that and scheduled us for June 28th. We're on at 1 p.m. We open the concert. We're on with two other choirs, so it's a kind of a mega concert that goes on for a few hours. But we're first up, and we're playing five pieces by John Williams.
Awesome. And during rehearsal, you said that Carnegie Hall is one of the great halls in the world. Can you say a little bit about what makes it so great?
Well, acoustically, it's just an amazing space. And the history of that hall is more than anything. That's where Mahler conducted. It's where Leonard Bernstein conducted. It's where they premiered the Dvorak New World Symphony. It's where Carol Burnett, you know, sang for people. You're literally standing where, you know, Julie Andrews sang, or standing where, you know, big conductors have been. It's the prestige hall in New York City.
Tell us a little bit about John Williams and his music.
So John Williams is one of the reasons that I got into music to begin with. I remember as a kid, before I even really knew how to read music or write music, I would be sitting at the piano trying to figure out how to play that melody that I heard. That Star Wars bum 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 bum. It impacted on me as a kid, and as I've grown as a musician, John Williams and his music has kind of always been there. We're playing pieces from mostly his early period, but also we have one of his 21st century pieces in there. But it's Star Wars, it's Raiders of the Lost Ark. We're doing Liberty Fanfare, which was made for the rededication of the Statue of Liberty. And Hymn to the Fallen from, was it Saving Private Ryan?
He's an iconic composer, all the movie soundtracks that you know, E.T., a few others that, you know, unfortunately can't make the cut for the concert, but I mean, you name it, almost everybody has heard of a movie that he has composed the music for.
Can you tell me a little bit about the history of the Classic City Band? I know you're celebrating a big milestone this year.
The Classic City Band was created in 1976 to honor the bicentennial. So this is the 50th year, the 50th anniversary of the band. And I started playing in the band in middle school. Played all through high school. My mom started playing in the band. And that's one of the great things about community bands is that you get families that play in here, and you get people playing for generations. We still have original members who played in the group 50 years ago. It's the official municipal band of Athens-Clarke County. We've been a part of the scene for a long time.
What role does the Classic City Band play in the community?
We're kind of unusual in that these days you'll see a lot of bands that are made of band directors, professional musicians, semi-professional musicians. This is a real community band. These are professors in something other than music. They're IT workers. We do have some band directors, but they're really very few. These are doctors and lawyers and judges and just regular people. And we give them an outlet so that they can fulfill their musical goals. And that's one of the reasons why we're doing the Carnegie Hall thing is to, this is kind of the ultimate wish fulfillment for people and ultimate musical fulfillment for people is to get to play this music in one of the world's greatest halls. Is something that, we would, a carpenter would probably not do otherwise. And we are very fortunate to be able to do that for everybody.
Can people follow you all to New York and see you in Carnegie Hall from here in Athens?
They could, yes. Tickets are available online. We'd love to see some of our fans come on up and take a nice long weekend in the city that never sleeps and catch us at 1 o'clock on the 28th of June.
And finally, how can people support the Classic City Band?
We have a donation page on our website, classiccityband.org. If you'd like to come to the concerts and make a donation there, that would be even better. We'll be performing in Jefferson for Memorial Day on that Sunday.
May 24th at 4 p.m. at the William Duncan Martin Performing Arts Center in Jefferson, Georgia.
Well, congratulations, and may the force be with you in New York.
Thank you.
Thank you. You as well.
Michael Brewer is the director of the Classic City Band. Davis Clarke is the band's president. They will perform at Carnegie Hall in New York City on June 28th. You've been listening to Athens News Matters from WUGA News. The opinions expressed on this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of WUGA or the University of Georgia. This week's show was produced by Emma Auer. If you missed a portion of this broadcast, Athens News Matters is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and at WUGA.org, and will be rebroadcast Monday evenings at 8. As always, thanks for listening, and stay with WUGA throughout the week for the latest in-depth local news.